Great tune from Brooke Lidgerwood. Bless God. Apollo LTD Redemption Song. Good morning to you. It's 7:19.
Weather forecast. The clouds and rain are going to end this morning, making way for partly sunny skies. It's going to be a little bit windy today. Hold on to your hat. High of 59. Clear overnight tonight with a low of 36. For your Friday, 57 with partly cloudy conditions. Looking ahead to the weekend. Saturday, clouds, showers, and a breeze. High of 52. Sunday, partly sunny, windy. High of 49. Currently, it is 49.
Our very special guest today, Audrey Schaller, is with us. She's the director of development with Hope Within Ministries. Good morning again, Audrey.
Good morning again.
Tell us all about what Hope Within does.
Well, we provide free primary medical care, the prescriptions to go with it, and low-cost dental, low-cost counseling to people who live in Dauphin, Lebanon, and Lancaster counties. And people often wonder, how are you able to do that?
Right.
And they're surprised when I say, we don't get any government funding.
Right.
One of the primary ways we're able to do it, we have 40-plus volunteer licensed medical providers,
wow,
dentists, doctors, nurses, others.
Right.
And they are all with us on their days off, in their spare time.
Yeah, that's a huge blessing.
And they do it so well that we have gotten the gold rating from the National Association of Free and Charitable Clinics for, I think it's 4 years in a row now.
That's amazing.
Because I like to think we treat people with dignity and the services that they deserve. And we get a lot of support, and we look for support from area churches, civic groups, local Christ-centered businesses and individuals. We have a range of events that I'll get to in a little bit. And it's interesting because a lot of times people don't know where we are, you know,
right,
between Elizabethtown and Middletown, and they don't realize that they can be eligible because we serve people up to 250% of the federal poverty level, which means it's usually people who are working part-time. They might be the delivery drivers, the wait staff, any number of people,
but
the short order cooks. Right.
They're
working hard, but they make too much money to get Medicaid, but they just can't afford health care for
right
their family. And I was walking my dog one day, and I got to talking to somebody else who was walking their dog, and they said, wait a minute, you're with Hope Within? Isn't that place on 230? And I said, yes. And she said, you know, a couple years ago, one of our relatives had some mental health and health issues and was living on the street. And I talked to my husband, and I said, you know, we're Christians. Let's see what we can do. They brought him into their house, and they brought him to Hope Within. And I was so pleased to find out now, it's a few years later, he is healthy. He went on to get his MBA, and
wow,
he has a wonderful job.
Yeah.
And it's so nice for us to hear that sort
of
thing.
That you guys were part of that, sure.
It's even better when we hear that people are connected to a church. And we rely on churches to refer people to us and then sort of do the follow-up to make sure people are getting the spiritual needs. I mean, we will pray with them, and our office is full of, I mean, you know, we are a Christ-centered
yeah
organization. But because of HIPAA, we can't really, you know, privacy, we can't
right
go, hey, church, come
right
see this person. So we actually have a pastor's wife who has a therapy dog who shows up on Thursday. She sits in the lobby, and she will, when the opportunity arises, she will talk about the gospel.
You mentioned one way that some of our listeners could get involved is your upcoming events as far
yes
as fundraisers.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, we do have fundraisers coming up, but we can also take in-kind donations. You can check our website for both the events and our needs at hopewithin.org. We have the first weekend in May, the week before Mother's Day, we have a spring pop-up shop in our new annex. We have these wonderfully curated home decor and lifestyle items that people can come see if that they're available for them to help raise money for us. We have pre-ordered flowers that'll be they can pick up that day.
Nice.
So we'll find that online. And then we have the Highmark Walk for a Healthy Community. That's the third week in May, and last year we had 3 churches form teams to help us.
That's great.
And we're hoping to, you know, if we could get 10 churches to have little teams to help us, we would be set for a big chunk of the year.
If you're a person at your church that would like to get involved, visit hopewithin.org and get in touch with Audrey. They have a clinic, counseling, dental care, all kinds of things going on and needs being met between Elizabethtown and Middletown. And you can check it out online, hopewithin.org. Audrey, thank you so much for being with us today.
And thank you. Yeah. Thank you for your ministry here at the radio station.
Oh, thank you. We loved having you on. Back to the music we go. Citizen Way coming at us. This is When I'm With You on WJTL. Good morning.